In this video, we will talk about sustainability, faithfulness, and long-term church life. Starting a microchurch is important. Sustaining one is also important. Some gatherings begin with energy but fade because the planter becomes tired, the purpose becomes unclear, or the group depends too much on one person. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let's not be weary in doing good, for we will reap in due season if we don't give up." That verse gives encouragement, but it also tells the truth. Faithful ministry can become tiring. A sustainable microchurch needs rhythms. It needs a regular gathering pattern, shared responsibility, clear expectations, and prayerful evaluation. It needs word, prayer, worship, fellowship, care, and witness. It also needs rest. Jesus says in John 15 that fruitful branches abide in him. A micro church cannot be sustained by personality, urgency, or constant activity. It must remain connected to Christ. The planter must remain a disciple, not merely an organizer. A common mistake is trying to do everything every week. The planter teaches, hosts, counsels, follows up, leads worship, handles children, communicates, organizes food, and carries every burden. That may work for a few weeks, but it is not healthy long term. Instead, ask, who can help? Who can welcome? Who can read scripture? Who can pray? Who can prepare the space? Who can encourage someone during the week? Who might become an apprentice? Microchurches are small, but they should not be leader-centered. They should be body of Christ communities where gifts are discovered and developed. Sustainability also requires honest review. Is the gathering producing disciples? Are people growing in love for Christ? Are boundaries clear? Is there healthy oversight? Are children and vulnerable people safe? Is the group becoming inward focused, or is it still engaged in witness and mission? Sometimes faithfulness means continuing. Sometimes it means adjusting the rhythm. Sometimes it means pausing for a season, merging with another gathering, or multiplying into a new group. Long-term microchurch life is not about keeping a program alive at any cost. It is about abiding in Christ, serving people wisely, and staying faithful to the calling God has given.